With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden has imposed sanctions in response to Russian President Vladimir Putin's brutal war of conquest and to Alexei Navalny's death.
The State Department is designating three Russian officials the U.S. says are connected to Navalny's death.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays a price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
President Biden says the sanctions also target Russian firms that contribute to the Kremlin's war effort, as well as financial institutions. He called on Congress to pass more aid for Ukraine. It stalled in the House.
If the Speaker called for a vote in the House, it would pass easily today. Instead, they want a vacation.
Previous sanctions have increased cost for Russia's ability to fight in Ukraine, but they appear to have done little so far to deter Putin. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says expect more sanctions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump's lawyers are calling for a dismissal of his classified documents case, noting that he has presidential immunity. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Former President Donald Trump is being charged for illegally retaining classified documents, but his lawyers say his presidential immunity means he can't be prosecuted. His lawyers have also submitted this argument to the Supreme Court for his election interference case. They claim that since Trump made the decision to move classified documents from the White House to his Mar-a-Lago residence while he was in office, it was a, quote, official act and as subject to presidential immunity, unquote. The former president faces four criminal indictments in four different cities, and the cases total 91 felony counts. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The former president also made news today by saying he would strongly support the availability of in vitro fertilization for couples who are trying to have a baby. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 62 points, the Nasdaq dropped 44, the S&P 500 advanced 2. This is SRN News. Polls indicate many Christians in this country are still not registered to vote and many others don't show up on Election Day. Debbie Withnow of the American Family Association believes God wants his people to take part in the political process.
He appoints kings and rulers, but he also calls us to be good stewards of all the talents that are given to us. And our vote in America is one of those talents God has given us. And we can't just throw that in the sand, throw it in the dirt. We need to be a good steward of that.
And every vote counts.
There are races that turn on, you know, half a percentage point of voters, hundreds of voters. A single church can turn a school district because so few people vote in those low-level elections. So you really can make a difference, especially at the local level.
AFA's iVoter Guide provides information about thousands of candidates seeking office at the federal, state, and local level. You can find it at iVoterGuide.com. This is SRN News. Federal regulators have granted Native American tribes more power to block hydropower projects on their land. Correspondent John Scott reports.
This comes after a flurry of applications were filed to expand renewable energy in the water-scarce U.S. Southwest. Previously, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission granted developers approval to move ahead with planning even if tribes objected. That practice came to an end last week. Now, a new commission policy allows tribes to quickly veto proposals, forcing businesses to cooperate with them if they want the federal government to grant exclusive rights to their hydropower projects. John Scott reporting.
The moon's newest arrival is said to be alive and well a day after landing. Intuitive Machines reported Friday that it's communicating with its lander, Odysseus. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.